Last night's final presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden was much more coherent than the first one. But did their message to voters come through with just 11 days left in the election season? Let's check in with three voters in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. Carly Long is a junior at the University of Scranton, and she's also president of the school's College Democrats. Michelle Marino-Taroli is a libertarian. She works at a community health clinic, and she's from West Pittston, Pennsylvania. And Joe Novakuski is a retired corrections worker, a Republican from Kingston. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for making the time to speak with us today.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.
All right, and let's just go around the horn here briefly. I know you all watched the debate last night. In one word, Carly, start with you. Your reaction?
Better.
Michelle?
Pretty much the same. So let's say it's the same.
The same. And Joe?
Coherent.
Yeah, Carly, President Trump is trailing in the polls nationally, but and also in Pennsylvania. Only has 11 days left, though, to turn things around. Do you think, as a Democrat who wants to see Joe Biden win Pennsylvania, did anything happen that made you worry that Trump might pick up some votes?
I have to say, I was worried but kind of impressed. I think that he came off more presidential than he has in the past. I think he was much calmer, which I think was respectable. But I will say, I think that Joe Biden has been doing a much better job overcoming the narrative that he is weak. I think that he responded to accusations against him and to points against him very well and showed that he is not afraid to go after Trump. I think that he came off very presidential.
And Joe, do you think Donald Trump did any work to pick up some votes yesterday?
Yeah, I do agree. I think he did come across very presidential. He made his points very clearly, easily laid out what his positions were. That's about all I have.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pennsylvania got quite a few mentions last night. And on the topic of climate change, President Trump called out Joe Biden's plan to phase out fossil fuels to replace them with clean energy. Let's listen.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond, Ohio. And then I have to get to the final.
And Biden referenced his birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, in his response to Trump's assertion that the stock market will go up if Trump's elected. Here it is.
The idea that the stock market is booming is his only measure of what's happening. Where I come from in Scranton and Claymont, the people don't live off of the stock market. Just in the last three years during this crisis, the billionaires in this country made, according to the Wall Street, $700 billion more dollars.
Well, Carly, we're speaking to you from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Biden loves to say that he was born there. Does it resonate with people like you and your neighbors?
I think that there is a little bit of a Scranton pride around Biden saying that. I think that it does mean a lot to the people of Scranton that he constantly mentions them, because I feel like Scranton is kind of overlooked a lot. But I don't think the issue of the oil industry will affect a lot of people my age in Scranton in terms of how they vote.
And that's because you live on a college campus. A lot of voters are more progressive, and they want to see Joe Biden go even further by endorsing the Green New Deal, for instance.
I would agree. I would say that, again, this is just me as a voter, not me as the president of College Democrats. I don't think Joe Biden's plan goes far enough in terms of climate change, but I think that many people would actually say that his position last night was a step in the right direction with more progressive Democrats.
Yeah, well, Carly, Joe Biden's going to need enthusiasm among young people like you across the state of Pennsylvania to win. Do you think, you know, college-age students, people in their 20s are going to go out and support him from what you can tell?
Would I say enthusiasm? Maybe not necessarily that's the word I would use. However, I think that young people really do understand the stakes of this election, and I think that they do understand the importance of voting. Many people understand the issues at stake in this election, one of which is the environment, and I think that's very important to people my age.
Joe, what about that moment when President Trump asks Pennsylvania voters to remember when Biden says that he's going to transition away from fossil fuels? What did you make of that moment?
Well, as far as fossil fuels goes in Pennsylvania, it's a major issue. There's been a lot of gas exploration and gas production throughout Pennsylvania, especially northeastern Pennsylvania as well. As Vice President Biden stated, he wants to phase it out. I don't know how he is possibly going to do that and maintain a quality of life, actually life itself. I mean, how do you phase out fossil fuels and produce food? How do you get to work? How do you heat your home? I mean, it's not just a snap of the finger issue that you can just automatically turn on the wind turbine.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, I want to bring you in. You're the Libertarian. Clearly, both candidates are courting Pennsylvania's voters aggressively, not only in this debate, but in this campaign. And as the Libertarian, someone who's not supporting either of them, you kind of have a unique, more of a removed view. What do you think about the message that they're sending to Pennsylvania voters, and who has the edge?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I can tell you that in my area, there is a large support for Trump. They seem to appeal to their bases more than anything. I don't see a lot of crossover as far as trying to appeal to what's best for the American voters. I find it very polarized. They're both very similar. They're different in their approach, but as far as policies and the history of both parties, there's not much difference there.
Well, in fact, third-party candidates played a pretty big role in 2016. They won 4% of the vote last time in Pennsylvania, and that was a margin that kind of helped tip the scale into President Trump's favor. Different story this year, Michelle. The Libertarian, Joe Jorgensen, doesn't have the same kind of support. So why vote Libertarian when so much is on the line in an election like this?
As far as Libertarians go, we, like I said, we don't see it as a lesser evil type of thing. We agree that both aren't bringing enough change, or really any change. So,
and what is that change you're looking for?
There is a lot of government overreach. There is extreme taxation and just too much dependency, I think, on laws and on regulations and things of that nature.
Well, let's talk for a minute about the actual mechanics of voting, because as you all know, this has become a story in the 2020 election. Raise your proverbial hand on the radio here if you can. Who's going to the polls and who's voting by mail?
I'm going to the polls.
I'll be going to the polls as well.
And Carly?
I'll be voting by mail.
Interesting. Okay, Carly, why are you deciding to vote by mail? And Joe and Michelle, are you going to the polls because you don't trust the mail?
That's about exactly right. I do not trust the mail. There's way too many news reports of fraud being committed by postal workers. I'm not saying that they're all bad. There's a lot of good ones out there. They're trying to make a living. But once again, it's the few are giving the many a black eye, and they've kind of like really ruined any idea about mail and voting for me.
Well, and Joe, I just want to point out, we do know that incidents of fraud are very limited. I just have to point that out. Michelle, how do you feel?
I choose to go to the polls because in general, I like to cut out the middleman. I feel like if I can go to the polls and not have to worry or wonder about what's going on in between mailing my vote in and it actually getting counted.
Sure. It feels good to go to the polls. Yeah, I understand. Carly, what about you?
I totally get that because this is the first election I'm able to vote in. So I understand wanting to go to the polls, but because of being a college student and, you know, class schedules and actually being able to get to the polls and also the current pandemic, that's just kind of the reasons why I chose to mail it in.
Hmm. Well, there are big questions about what will happen on election night. This is the first year that vote by mail has been expanded to everyone in Pennsylvania, and there's some concerns that, you know, the vote could go longer than election day. Officials are worried that people will forget to send in their ballot without that security envelope that's required. These are so-called naked ballots that we've reported on. Do all of you have confidence that the election will actually go smoothly in this critical state of Pennsylvania?
No.
I agree. I think there will be issues.
You had mentioned that the instances of voter fraud or fraud as far as the voting U.S. Postal Service was concerned are few and far apart. Don't tell that to the people in Luzerne County. Right here, we had military votes thrown in the garbage, collected from the dumpster. So I don't know where you're getting your news, but it's not the right message to send us here.
It's true. That happened. There were a handful of ballots. Many of them were cast for President Trump. But Carly, tell me about your faith in the election system.
I obviously would love to say that I think it's going to go completely smoothly, but honestly, I don't. I also think the fact that the candidates are saying that they will not accept the results of the election is also a bit concerning in terms of just democracy. But I think that there could potentially be issues.
Yeah. All right. Well, before I let you all go on to your day, is there anything that could happen in the next 11 days that could change your mind? Could anything upend this race for you?
The only thing that I can say is I'm going to be voting like a newborn baby's life depends upon it, because it actually does.
Anybody else?
there's really nothing that can change my mind. I think the issues at stake are so crucial, which is why it is important that everyone gets out and vote, because I just feel like with a Republican majority in the Senate, a super conservative majority on the Supreme Court, there needs to be some type of balance.
And Michelle, are you locked in?
Yes, I'm locked in. I feel like the best candidate, even though it is an uphill battle for third parties, I definitely feel like it is the best choice and one that could potentially unite both sides.
Well, the key to winning Pennsylvania is right here. The three of you, everyday people casting their ballots in the 2020 election. Thank you so much for your time. The Democrat Carly Long, Libertarian Michelle Marino-Tiroli, and Republican Joe Novikuski. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a great day now, all of you.
You too.